Tyler Business Today welcomes Coy Weems, hearing instrument specialist at the Hearing Center at Eye Care Associates of East Texas. Hello, Coy.
Hello, George. How are you today?
That hearing visit, that first hearing visit, some people wonder, what is that all about?
The first hearing visit can be extremely nerve-wracking. Sometimes I equate it to people expecting to go in and deal with buying a car because you have absolutely no idea what you're walking into. Now, that is true for a lot of people, but there's a lot of people out there that are very educated on, they do their research and they know what's going to happen when you come in. But for those who don't know, this is the way a hearing office visit should go for you. First and foremost, there should be no pressure on you whatsoever, because first and foremost, you're going in to find out where your hearing is that day. That's the first thing that should happen. The hearing test is a fairly simple procedure. You'll come in, you'll meet the hearing specialist or audiologist wherever you end up going. At that point in time, they're going to ask you some questions about your hearing, both medical and situational. They'll look in your ear to make sure that you don't have any kind of wax buildup to hinder the results of the test. And then a good specialist will go through and explain the audiogram to you. And the audiogram is just a fancy way of saying a graph, telling you where the line that separates normal hearing is from hearing loss before the data is ever put up on the screen. And by data, I mean the results of your hearing test. Then from that point, what will happen is you'll go through and we'll perform the hearing test to find out where your hearing is on that particular day. From that point, the specialist should explain the results to you, explain why you may be having difficulty in certain areas, and then recommend different levels or different types of hearing aids for you. The person going in for the hearing test should be able, if their hearing loss allows it, to pick what hearing aid they want. They should not be told this is the one and only hearing aid that will work for you. They should not be pressured that they have to buy something that day. Those types of situations, when you're told there's only one hearing aid that'll work for you and that you got to get something today or else, you know, the price is going to change or whatever the circumstances is, that particular place or that particular person is out to do one thing and one thing only, and that's to get a sale. Those type of places you want to be very leery of, because that person doesn't have your best interest at heart.
Once you have decided on a hearing aid, what should we expect when we're getting that hearing aid programmed for the first time?
There's a couple things here. One, you have the person that's never worn a hearing aid before, and then the other, you have someone who is experienced in wearing hearing aids. The person that is experienced in wearing hearing aids is a much quicker situation than someone who's never worn one before. The person who's worn hearing aids knows what to expect as far as the tuning in programming goes, and they're familiar with what a hearing aid will do. So what I want to address specifically is a person who's never worn hearing instruments before. The biggest adjustment for that individual is going to be hearing things that they've not heard distinctly in a while. As a hearing specialist, myself in particular, I take that into consideration. I often will modify the hearing aids down from where the manufacturer's suggested start situation is to allow the person's brain to get acclimated to hearing things that they've not heard in quite some time. Every one of those individuals will come back at some point in time and tell me that they're not hearing as well when they first put the hearing aids on, and that's because our amazing brains adapt to information being provided to it. So what that means is the setting that I initially start them off with, the brain gets used to hearing those things again and it's ready for a little bit more. I equate it very much to like training for a marathon. George, you're not going to wake up tomorrow and go run 26 miles. what you have to do is you have to go through a period of training, and it just builds and builds and builds upon itself until you're ready to run that full distance. It's the same thing with hearing and our brain. We have to allow our brain to train itself to hear those things that we have not heard fully in quite some time. Examples of that are rustling paper, clanging of plates, silverware hitting a plate, running water, background noise, being in a crowd. All of those situations play into how that hearing aid set for the first time. Anytime you have your hearing aid set by a specialist, if it's not right for you, by all means, get back in touch with that specialist and tell them the hearing aids aren't performing the way that you are comfortable with. Keeping in mind there is an adjustment period.
And how long does it take to adjust to the hearing aid?
Everybody's different, George. Some people's brains adapt really quickly. Some people, it could take a month or so or longer. But in each one of those situations, it is the responsibility of the patient to inform the hearing specialist where they're having issues. Because if the hearing specialist doesn't know the patient's having issues, or the patient just doesn't go back for the follow-up visits, then there's no way to correct the issue that is bothering the patient and making them not want to wear the hearing aids. So it's a varying amount of time. Some people adapt really quickly. Some people, it takes a little bit longer.
Well, thank you, Coy, for joining us on Tyler Business Today.
You're welcome, George. Thank you for having me.